A new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges.
Novus Ordo Seclorum, a new order for the centuries, for the ages, forever.
They share a determination to create a new world order to better accommodate their own interests, or at least those defined by their presidents, and to reduce US and Western influence.
We are now facing a common challenge. And the challenge is how to build a world order for the first time in history on a global basis.
Since the rebellion of Satan and his angels took place, there's been a desire to be like God and to have absolute control over the world and everything, just as God does. Satan was kicked out of heaven for having such a level of pride. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. We know, of course, that God is in control of everything, but I believe there's an evil spirit, a demonic spirit, the spirit truly of Antichrist in the world, that has gone all throughout human history, from Satan to Nimrod, even all the way up to Joe Biden, to crave absolute world control. They crave what God has, for dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. But they know that their end is everlasting fire and torment separated from God and the earth, so they're doing everything in their meantime that they can to try to gain control, of course a futile attempt that will not succeed. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." This fire is also appointed to those who deny the Lord Jesus Christ and these demonic spirits that are active in the world as well. When the evil spirits that possess the demoniac encountered Jesus, they spoke of this being their eternal destination when they talked with Jesus. "What do you want with us, Son of God?" they shouted. "Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?" And until that appointed time comes, there's an ancient evil that has risen up in the world through all of human history, from the beginning of time even all the way up till right now, Joe Biden, of an ancient evil, an ancient demon that is trying to gain complete control of the entire world. In this video by Ivan the Evangelist called Interview with Lucifer, we get a dramatized but very accurate representation of what Lucifer is like and what he's putting forth in the world.
"Do as thou wilt" has been my campaign slogan from the start. And my campaign platform hasn't changed either. I run on the same three issues every generation: lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life.
This pride of life seems to be one of the leading characteristics of the spirit of Antichrist that has risen all throughout human history. One of the first big documented cases of this that we see is Nimrod and the Tower of Babel. They tried to build this tower all the way up to heaven to reach the heavens and make a name for themselves, to be like God, to gain complete control. Of course, God destroyed this tower, confused the languages, and this is how all the different languages of the world were created. Nebuchadnezzar is another example of this, causing a golden statue of himself to be built, demanding people to worship it like as if he was a god. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or Daniel, of course, we know that they stayed faithful to God, refused to worship this golden image, were cast into the fiery furnace for this rebellion, but of course the Lord delivered them from that. Ancient Egypt is another location where we see lots of god kings or god men, men who believe themselves to be God. They were raised to the status of gods. This is truly the spirit of Antichrist, a rejection of God, and letting people worship them, truly as if they were the one true God, when in reality, of course, they know deep down they're but yet a man.
The question of whether pharaohs were considered gods in ancient Egypt is fascinating, and the answer is a resounding yes. The pharaoh's status as a god was multifaceted. On the one hand, he was the only god on earth, responsible for communicating with the heavenly gods on behalf of the civilization. On the other hand, he was viewed as the reincarnation of the most powerful of these heavenly gods, the very ones he was supposed to be speaking to. Moreover, the pharaoh also played a critical role in maintaining Maat, the concept and goddess of peace, balance, justice, and harmony, making his status as a god-king even more complex and intriguing.
I would say that this ancient demonic spirit, truly the spirit of Antichrist, is the same type of spirit that was leading people such as Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan was probably the greatest conqueror the world has ever known, who whose empire stretched from the Pacific Ocean to Central Europe, including all of China, the Middle East, and Russia. An incredible thing to think about is some of the percentages of the world that these people grabbed control of. The Mongol Empire had 17.81% of the entire world. The British Empire, with its final amount of land, had 26.35% of the entire world. The Lord brings an accusation against the Prince of Tyre, someone with this same ancient spirit rising up in himself. The word of the Lord came to me again, saying, Son of man, say to the Prince of Tyre, Thus says the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up, and you say, I am a god. I sit in the seats of gods, in the midst of the seas, yet you are a man, not a god, though you set your heart as the heart of a god. This ancient demonic spirit that truly we see even at work today, it's truly the spirit of Antichrist that will rise up and one day absolutely fulfill the absolute Antichrist in the last days. But before I get into Joe Biden's relationship to that and the Antichrist, let's look at some clips of some modern world leaders who put forth the same narrative.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
When really a new world order can be created, it's a great opportunity. It isn't such a crisis.
But it is the awareness itself that will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements.
2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
Chinese President Xi Jinping is now wrapped up his three-day meeting with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin by pledging to shape a new world order.
Are you ready for a new world order?
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. 1 John 4:3 also tells us, every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God, and this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. I would contend many of these people who are pushing for world control, world systems, do deny that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and have the spirit of Antichrist within them. The spirit of Antichrist also desires world control, which of course we see that in their fruits as well. We see many world systems rising up in the world today, the WEF, the UN, the WHO, all these different systems that they say, of course, is for our benefit, for the climate, for when people get sick, all these different reasons. But we can see truly at the fruit of it and at the nature of it that they really want complete control. And when they get that opportunity, we've seen demonstrated that that's exactly what they push for, truly a spirit of Antichrist characteristic. Now, Joe Biden even pushes for such narratives himself. And let's look at a couple clips of that.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order. But the greatest threat on this front springs from the distinct illiberal and external actors who equate their success with fracturing the liberal international order.
And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it, and we've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it.
Seeking world control, denying that Jesus is the true Christ, the Son of God, and living for him, and being like God, raising yourself up to be like a God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, an ancient evil, truly an ancient demon, in my opinion, that we see at work in the world today. And we will see a fulfillment of this in the beast, in the Antichrist, in the last days. He will oppose and exalt himself above every so-called God or object of worship. So he will seat himself in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. The hierarchy of hell, from Satan all the way down to demons, or if there's something lower, we may not fully understand the full hierarchy of hell, but the entire realm of it desires these three things. Well, they all deny Jesus as the Christ, they seek control, and they want to be like God. And why do they want that? Well, because they know God has all the control and all the power, and we know this, and he's coming with great power very soon. His word absolutely tells us this. Psalm 110:1, a psalm of David, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. The Lord extends your mighty scepter from Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. All of Jesus' enemies are truly his footstool. He's triumphed over all evil on his victory over sin and death on the cross. And when he comes back, he's coming back with vengeance, truly the vengeance of the wrath of God. And we see this in Revelation 21 and 22. If you want an understanding of what Jesus is going to do in the last days and actually a great hope that we have, read those two chapters. And we know in it that Jesus is coming with the armies of heaven following after him, riding on white horses. And Jesus himself has a sharp sword coming out of his mouth, and his robe is dripped in blood. And on his robe and on his thigh, it says, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And all these kings and all these generals and all these people who believe the lie that they could be like God, that Jesus was not the Christ, believe these ancient evils and these ancient lies and thought that they were God even themselves, well, they actually become a great supper of God to the animals and to the birds, because they're going to be destroyed in the final battle. And I saw an angel standing in the sun who cried in a loud voice to all the birds flying in midair, come gather together for the great supper of God, so that you may eat the flesh of kings and generals and the mighty of horses and their riders and the flesh of all people, free and slave, great and small. Why do world leaders always attempt this? They always try to rise up for world control. They're always denying Jesus Christ, and they want control of everything to truly be like God. Well, it's this ancient evil, the spirit of Antichrist, truly an ancient demonic spirit, in my opinion, that's been in the world since the fall of Satan and his angels. And Jesus is coming back with an absolute vengeance to make all those things go away forever. The Antichrist will be the fulfillment of that attempt and get the closest of anyone ever has, but then he's thrown into eternal fire and punishment for all of eternity. And so if you need some hope, read Revelation 22 to see what we have coming, the victory of those who follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we will be with him in great heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem. It's going to be absolutely amazing. The last two verses in the entire Bible, Revelation 22, 20 and 21, titled, I am coming quickly. He who testifies of these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Thanks for watching, and God bless.